Unashamed, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is out of the crucifixion of Christ as described by Matthew 27, 29 through 31. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand, and they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him and put his raiment on him and led him away to crucify him. Adrian Rogers, a tremendous pastor and preacher of a bygone era, He used to always tell the preacher boys, "If my bullet fits your gun, shoot it." Which meaning if they could preach his outline and it helped them, they could do it. So we're going to take him at his word, and this is a devotion that he wrote, and I rather like what he said. It's about this passage. It says, some years ago in New York City, there was a mother who was hanging clothes outside to dry, and a fire broke out in her home. With her baby inside, the mother's face took the heat of those flames and was horribly scarred. Her hands were burned. The baby was not touched at all by that fire. Not a hair was singed. One day the girl grew up and spoke with a friend who said, "Who is that hideous woman?" And this girl said, "I don't know." And the mother heard later when they got home. The mother said, "Darling, come here. I want to tell you something. When you were a baby, I went into a burning house and rescued you. Not a hair on your head was touched, but these scars on my face and these scars on my hands are there because I rescued you from the flames." When that daughter learned the truth, she was filled with shame and remorse. She said, "Oh, my mother, can you ever forgive me? Let us never be ashamed of Jesus and the scars he bore for our sake. How could we ever blush to speak his name or own his cause? Jesus wore my crown. The sacred mystery is that he bore the curse. The solemn misery is that he suffered our hell." So what does it look like to be unashamed of Jesus, to live unashamed? And so as you and I make our way through our days, let's boldly proclaim that we are ambassadors of Christ, that we represent the government of God in this chaotic, corrupt world system in which we live. Help us to be salt and light in that, and unashamed of the truth that God has called us to preach and teach to those around us. So let's live unashamed, remembering the sacrifice that was made for us that caused the scars on the body of Jesus. It's been said the only man-made thing in heaven is going to be the scars on Jesus' hands and feet and the spear scar that was thrust into his side on the cross. Let's pray. Mighty Father God, I thank you for this day. I pray you'd forgive us, Father, for the times that we have been halting in our proclamation, where we have acted as though we don't know you. We have followed, unfortunately, the improper pattern that Peter set at the crucifixion when he pulled himself back and away from acknowledging a relationship with you, even up to denying it and cursing to prove that he didn't know you. God, I pray you'd help us to live unashamed, remembering what the Apostle Paul said, that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. Lord, just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great night.